A new feature film explores the generational trauma and the sense of displacement experienced by the Palestinian people, who were forced off their land. The film All That's Left of You was Jordan's entry for the Best International Feature at the Academy Awards, and last year was awarded the Audience Award at the Sydney Film Festival. I asked the film's director, Sharian Dibus, how much of a challenge it was to create a narrative about an issue where there is such a weight of history.
It was, and that's why I really took my time developing it. I first had the idea to make a film about the Nakba back in 2014. And it was something I had really always wanted to do. I'd always wanted to tell that story. But in 2014, I had finished my second feature film and I felt ready to take on something bigger. But I felt this enormous responsibility. And I really wanted to create something that was undeniable. I wanted to depict periods in our history that had never before been seen in cinema. I took the next 5 years to read and research and develop the characters.
Using the family saga, you really get an impact of how occupation and dispossession impact different people, and they impacted people differently. In the film, you have the characters have different strategies to deal with the situation. Was this a way of looking at different ways in which Palestinians have tried to deal with the dislocation caused by Israeli occupation?
You know, the film in some ways was inspired by my own inheritance of collective trauma and intergenerational trauma, but also my observations of the different generations within my own family, my grandfather, my father, my siblings and I, and how we all reacted very differently to what was happening in Palestine. So often Palestinians are presented as some sort of monolith, but the reality is we react so differently to the same events that happen. And so in a way, I thought, well, this is really interesting to explore that in a film, and especially to explore how the different generations are formed in relationship to each other, in relationship to what happened in the previous generation. You know, I'm formed in relationship to what I saw my dad suffer through, and he was formed in relationship to the way his father responded to the political events that he endured. And so that was something I was very interested in exploring in this film. In a way, I wanted to make a movie about the Nakba, but really the movie I wanted to make was about how history shapes people. How did the Nakba shape the Palestinian people over time? How did it change generations and generations of individuals? How did it change the fates of entire families? And how does it continue to do that? And in order to show that, because it's really about people, I wanted to really show the different ways people react. And in this particular situation, it was really about different masculine reactions to life under occupation, you know, because I wanted to tell the story of our men. Men are so often brutalized in war and occupation. And I feel that men are the most dangerously misrepresented, Palestinian men in particular. You know, even now with everything happening in Gaza, we hear people talking about children and women as if the men are discardable. In many ways, through this film, I wanted to honor our men.
This leads to a really interesting tension between Salim and his son, Noor, which is particularly motivated by a moment when Salim is humiliated by soldiers at an Israeli checkpoint. I mean, you really do get a sense of the powerlessness that emanates from this incident. And it really does sort of expose that there's no real easy coexistence between occupier and occupied. The idea of how much pressure that places on the family unit, not being able to have that autonomy that, you know, many people just take for granted.
Yeah, you know, I really wanted to look at what Palestinians endure under occupation, like what occupation actually means. You know, we use this term and it's very benign sounding, this word occupation, but it's incredibly violent, and Palestinians suffer daily violence, and not just physical violence, but psychological violence and bureaucratic violence. And I wanted to show these different kinds of violence. So in the scene that you highlight, you know, we see the threat of physical violence, but what we're really witnessing is the psychological violence of humiliation, which was very common in that time period. You know, the scene takes place in the 1970s, and that was when humiliation really became a tactic. The Israeli army was using it a lot with Palestinians, and harassment and humiliation were really beginning to take shape at that time. And within this particular scene, I wanted to show how even though their lives are spared, their lives are changed forever. This isn't just about physical violence. This is about living without autonomy. It's living without any control over your life. It's living without any ability to protect your loved ones or your children, and what becomes of a parent when they can no longer protect their kids. This is something that I think we see in this scene, and it was a question that I was really asking myself, in part because I traveled back to Palestine a lot as a kid, and I saw my own dad harassed and humiliated at borders and checkpoints. But there's a particular memory that I have where I saw him really harassed, and it stayed with me. And as I was thinking about this film, I just kept thinking, well, what would have become of me if I lived there and I saw this happen more than once to my own dad? If I had to realize that he had absolutely no authority in this situation, no power to protect me whatsoever.
Sharon Divers, the director of All That's Left of You, speaking to Stephen Hill. All That's Left of You will be getting a national release from April 9. Check your local cinema listings for more details.